JD's Heroes.
It's Wednesday morning and tissues at the ready because it's time to award somebody the status of a JD hero. This week, Megan, who's 17 from Radford, is nominating the special lady in her life. You all right?
Yes, thank you.
Good. So you're nominating your mum. What's her name?
Debbie.
Where does she work? What's she like doing? You know, is she a young mum, an old mum? What?
She works at Christ King School in reception. She is gym mad. She's just a great mum. She's our mum. She'd be generally lost without her.
Now, you've nominated her this week to be on JD's Heroes, and anybody can nominate their mum, you know, because to most people, mum is the special woman in everyone's lives. But what makes your mum so special, Megan?
When I was 10, I got diagnosed with diabetes. Ever since then, she's just not let it bother me or her. It's just been normal to us. It's just, like, not made me be like the other children. I've just always been the same. She's always at every hospital appointment. And if I'm poorly, she's the first one there. And then she went through a bit of a rough breakup and we had to move out of a house and come back to our old house, which we'd been renting out. That then when we got back, there had a massive leak, but she still, me and my brother, made sure that our house was our house again. And we get told that in 2008 my grandma had got diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and it knocked everyone in the family, but mum still, she just remained positive and didn't want it to get to anyone.
Was that her mum?
Yeah, she took 11 months off work to nurse her because she wanted to be there at every stage. And then when my grandma finally passed away, mum was there with her. She stayed with her, and just so my grandma was never on her own. No one really turned around to her and asked if she was okay. She's always got a smile on her face. And then we thought life was getting back to normal last year when we found out that my granddad had been diagnosed with cancer, and that just knocked everyone. But she still made sure that we were positive, and because of what happened with my grandma, she wanted to make sure that we were still positive for his sake, and that she wouldn't let it affect any others. But he's fought his cancer, but she's still carrying on with a smile on her face, and she never moans. You never hear her moan once about anything.
And Megan, your diabetes, how bad is it? Do you have to have insulin injected?
Yeah, I've got the worst type. I've got an insulin pump now, so I'm fitted with a pump that pumps insulin into me all the time. And with that, she just supported me through it all, because I didn't really want to go on it at first, but mum said that it was the best thing for me to do, and it has changed my life completely.
Oh wow, that's really difficult for such a young girl to deal with as well. It's hard.
Yeah, I got it when I was 8, and then I'll be 18 in August, so nearly 10 years.
Well, Megan, we've sorted something for your hero. I'm hoping she'll like what we've sorted. Where's mum now?
Upstairs.
She's not at work today?
No, because I had an operation yesterday, so she's off work with me because of my art.
Oh, right, are you being sneaky then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Megan, you stay in the opposite part of the house to mum. What we're going to do, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to ring mum and let her know that she's been nominated and sort out a little surprise for her. Is that okay, Megan?
Yeah, that's fine.
This morning, Megan from Cowden is nominating mum Debbie. Now, Megan, is your mum quite a laugh?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and pretend to be the manager of the gym that she goes to. You say she goes quite a lot. Which one?
Nuffield Health.
Hello.
Hi, is that Debbie Thomas?
It is.
Hi, Debbie. It's Rich here from Nuffield Health.
Oh, hi.
Hi, love, hi. Are you due to come in today?
I am, yes, this evening.
Ah, brilliant. What time?
About 4 o'clock, I think.
Debbie, can you come in and see me? Because we have a problem that we need to deal with.
All right, okay.
There's money outstanding on your account and I need to chase that today.
All right, okay.
And I've got that you're owing £1,422.
Oh, I'm a gym account.
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's Rich from Nuffield Health.
I don't believe you, Rich from Nuffield Health.
If you don't believe me, I'll put you through to my manager. Just hold there.
Okay.
Hi, Mum, it's Megan.
Oh, my God, Megan. I'm going to kill you.
Debbie, it's Megan, and I'm not Rich from Nuffield Health. I'm JD from Free Radio.
Oh, my God. I thought I recognised your voice, but I wasn't sure.
Do you know what? Debbie, it's Roisin here. I had no part in this. I said, do not wind her up. It's not funny. So.
Do you know what, Roisin? I'm not being funny, but I don't believe you. Do you know why, Roisin? Because you're very like me.
Oh, am I? Oh, good.
Yeah, you are.
Your beautiful daughter, Megan, has nominated you to be this week's JD's hero.
Oh, Megan. Oh, God. God, what's she like?
Well, me and Hayden both nominated you because all the way through, like, my diabetes and grandma and with granddad still, you never moan, you keep smiling and you do what's best for me and Hayden all the time. And you're just great and we'd be lost without you and we love you loads.
Aww, I don't know what to say. You've got me in tears here, Megan. Oh, God, I'm shaking like anything here. I don't know what to say. It's very rare. I'm speechless, but, oh, bless her.
It's not been the easiest of times for you and the family, has it? Let's be honest.
No, it's not. It's probably been a bad sort of 8-10 years, really, with losing my mum. And as I say, with Megan, it's never easy when your child is diabetic and you have to watch them inject 5 times a day. It's horrible. She's so brave. She deserves something. 2 years ago, we nearly lost her, and she went on to a pump, which has changed her life. And I bet she never told she had to have she got an infection in her feet. She had her toenails removed. At the moment, she's got 2 big plasters on her toes, and she's my hero, really. But 2013, please, yeah. God, is going to be better for us all.
Debbie, this is your year.
We've got a little surprise for you. Now, on Mother's Day, we've arranged Sunday lunch at the Clarendon restaurant, and that includes a bottle of wine at the amazing McCure Brandon Hall Hotel and Spa for you and 3 others.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you so much. God, I've never had anything done to me. That's so lovely. It's a good job you can't see me because my snot's tripping me.
Before we go, do you want to say anything to Megan? Because she's on the other line. I know she's at the opposite end of the house, so you can hear her. But what do you want to say to her?
Megan, well, I love you so, so much. And I am so proud of you. I can't tell you. Thank you so, 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 so much.
Whoever's up and whoever's down, meet in the middle and give each other a hug.
I'm going down.
Right, off you go.
I'm down.
I'm going to come down because I can't walk.
She can't walk. She's got to be close.
We need a live radio hug.
Thank you.